Our show is presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. Boy, you needed that AC to be working this past weekend. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, a York-certified comfort expert company. Schedule now at springhillac.com. Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you on this Monday morning. The last time we had Brian Collins, a.k.a. Penny, head basketball coach at TSU, he said the Gentry Center was going to be freezing cold. AC was not going to be an issue on a hot, hot Saturday afternoon. Let's find out if that was the case. Penny, was that the case?
Man, it was hot in the Gentry, but not from a temperature standpoint. It was an amazing atmosphere in there Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
I saw the videos. I saw the pictures. Man, it looked like a great turnout, a fantastic event. Walk us through what took place on Saturday afternoon.
Man, it was just woke up, man, got over to the game. Everything was going great. I did get a call. It seems like always something bad could go wrong, something could go wrong. Alex Poitras woke up and just was under weather. He ended up not being able to make it. Another one of our players, DJ the Rapper, he ended up getting in a car accident outside of Chattanooga about 3 hours before the game started. So we had two athletes drop out of the game at the last second. And I was like, I was so concerned, but the show must go on, and the game was fantastic. It went all the way. The game went to regulation with last second shot, and Jordan Bone missed a shot to send it into overtime. And Team 615, Pat Miller, hold on, I got to tell you this. Penny Hardaway's team was down three with 2 seconds to go, and he shot a three and got fouled and missed. He made three straight free throws to send it into overtime. It was just like a storybook ending to regulation. And then in overtime, Pat Miller hit a layup at the buzzer to win the game, man. So I couldn't script it no better. We had about four. Yeah, I think the total attendance was 4,100.
Nice.
Something like that. So, it was a great first-year event. I couldn't be more excited.
Wow, that is awesome. Over 4,000 packing the Gentry Center. It'll just get bigger and better, man. That is awesome. So who stood out? Like, tell us, who could still hoop?
Man, all of them, man. I thought Penny Hardaway played well. But on Team Music City, Ian Clark obviously was just a superstar. Whenever things got a little tricky, they got the ball to Ian Clark, and he made big shot after big shot. Now, Juwan Jennings is an athlete. I boy, he probably had 20-plus points.
Wow.
Getting to the rim. Jacob Phillips had a couple dunks from the Cleveland Browns. He played well. And both of the women on their team, Whitney Maywah and Don Evans, played well. DJ Wooten had 55 threes. He played well. And on the other team, Jordan Bone was the man. Him and Pat Miller, they were just killing. I think Jordan had 20 points at halftime. And Pat Miller just destroyed the game. Who else played well? Dante Jones was,
He had to have launched a couple threes, huh?
Oh, my goodness. He's 47 years old. He's shooting half-court threes, making them. He had two dunks. He's just a freak.
I was gonna ask if he got a dunk. There's no question. He's one of the best. Yeah. He's one of the best vertical leapers I think I've ever seen. So at 47, it just made sense that he would get a couple.
And it wasn't no regular dunk, really. He put it on his neck and punched it hard.
At 47? We need to have a dunk contest 45 and over. Now, that would be something. I would make him the favorite.
Oh, my goodness, easily. And, it was funny because you look at the two NBA guys, it's four or five former NBA players playing in the game, but Dante Jones and Penny Hardaway would guard each other. And, let's say Penny is 6'7". He's not 6'7". He's 6'8 and a half. He's so tall. And Dante Jones is all of 6'8". You say to yourself, you know why they're in the NBA. When you're that size and you're able to play with that kind of skill level, it's unbelievable. And they're still doing it at this age. They really are blessed.
How old is Penny? He's got to be close to 50, right?
I think so. I didn't ask him how old he was, but.
I think he's right at it. We can look it up.
Oh, snap. Next month, he'll be 51.
That's what I figured.
Oh, my gosh.
He'll be 51 next month.
I'm going to tell you something about Penny Hardaway, man. For him to be the icon that he is, having his own shoe, NBA All-Star, gold medalist, all NBA, one of the top college coaches in the country, He is so humble, man. He signed every autograph. He took every picture. There wasn't one time where I saw him tell somebody no. He did every interview. Even local media guys, that, you know, probably people that never even got their chance before were able to talk to him. And it was just really cool to see how he was moving in Nashville, man. And, there's going to be some great sound bites that's going to come out of this event from him and all of our celebrities, man. Everybody was just so open and on. But, you know, Penny personally, man, like, he came to me after the event and said this event was amazing. He said, count me in again next year, and he wants to make it even bigger. So I'm just, man, major shout-out to Penny Hardaway for coming to Nashville and showing love.
Wow. Okay, Willie, I need you to be quiet here because I don't want you to get in trouble again. Did James Shaw show up, Penny?
That was my next
line. Was he there?
Yes, James Shaw played great. James Shaw, like, he's like a
role Elijah, player. Turn his mic off. Turn his mic off. So James Shaw was there and in attendance.
Shaw? He's been turning, like, Willie turned into Scooby-Doo last week. James Shaw was there. He played great, man. I think he had like 8 points off the bench, man. Another just a great person, man. He did a good job.
Willie, you got anything?
Well, I'm just excited for you, Penny, because I know you've done these kind of things before, and it's a great atmosphere. It's so much fun, I think, to come to. I think for a lot of fans too. Hopefully, they hear us talking about it and they want to come next year if they didn't come, because it's such a unique thing. Because people play hard, but it's just fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a great environment. You know, you got guys in one building that you never get a chance to see. You know, on the sideline, you had Ugo Amadi from the Seattle Seahawks, Cal Phillips from the New York Jets, Robert Covington from the, you know, LA Clippers. You get to see everybody at once. You know, Shaq Mason, 2-time Super Bowl championship winner, he's out on the court. But also, the event was to fundraise for our men's women's basketball program, and we had a lot of events around the game. We had a cocktail event the night before. We had a dinner. We had a the game, obviously. Then we had a get together after the game. So it was just a great weekend. And these celebrities that you see on TV, you know, you watch a game and you see the right guard blocking for Tom Brady, and they say from Columbia, Tennessee, well, you never heard of him, but now you got an opportunity to meet Shaq Mason right here in Nashville in the Gentry Center. And those guys were just unbelievable, man. And next year we're going to try to make it a time where we can get the Mookie Betts and Jalen Ramsey's and everybody, Darius Garland and everybody from Nashville, James Wiseman here. Garrison Matthews is in the building. We got to have all those type of people in the Gentry at some point to play in the celebrity game.
Hey, Petty, before we let you go, last time we had you on, you were setting the table about Scottie Pippen, wondering where he was going to be. We know now that he signed the two-way deal with the Lakers. What do you think of that fit for him out in L.A.?
I was so excited for him. When he didn't get drafted in the first round, it's almost better to not get drafted in the second round, because then you can pick the team you want to go to that needs your talent, that needs your services. And the Lakers, anybody knows their situation, they got three guys signed right now. So that's a situation where he could go and make a team and play. And what I said last week about going to a team that's capable of winning, who doesn't want to go play in La La Land and Hollywood with LeBron and AD? He can make that team. He's already going to be on a two-way deal, but I think Scottie can make that team and turn himself into what I said last week. He could turn himself into a little mini Fred VanVleet. That's the perfect situation for him, and I wish him nothing but the best. But I also got to throw this out, Willie. We need Scottie Pippen and Jerry Stackhouse in the game next year.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. That's good. Let's make that happen. Darren.
Yes, sir.
Darren, you know the way to Jerry's heart. You know
just
the way to Coach Stackhouse's heart.
Big old bag of Haribo gummy bears, man, and he'll play.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest bag of Haribo gummy bears you can get, and he's in. Stack is in.
Man, you know, Stackhouse, me and him are good friends. We go to dinner all the time, me and my wife and his wife. So he was actually supposed to play this year, but he had scheduling conflict with some recruiting going on. But shout out to my boy Stack. I know he's rocking with me. He'll play next year.
Did Eddie get out on the court at all?
Eddie Jordan was there. He didn't play, but he addressed the crowd and talked to everybody and said hello and took his pictures as well. And then after that, he cleaned the weight room up by just picking up the weights from one side of the room and took them to the other side of the room. I said, okay.
Does he have any game? Does he ever play?
I haven't seen Eddie play, man. I'm sure he can. He was the biggest person in the gym.
I was going to say, he's got to be a post player, right?
Oh, my goodness. He's so big and strong. But I don't know if he can play. I'm assuming he can do everything, man. Eddie's a monster.
He is a monster. Well, congratulations on year one. I know year two will be even bigger and better. Awesome job, as always. We knew it would be a huge hit. Thanks for coming on, and have a great summer. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Brian Collins, a.k.a. Penny. That's Nashville's version of Penny right there. Head basketball coach at TSU. Good stuff from them. Over 4,000 people at that event. It will be bigger next year. I have no doubts about it. We'll come back, wrap up the first hour of the DDC. We'll do that next.